fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard. And call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's Thursday night on a very, very stormy night here in South Alabama. We hope that all of you are safe and dry somewhere. There's very heavy weather warnings out there. So if you're in South Alabama or anywhere in Alabama heading east, there's a big storm system. So we're safe. But hey, to get through the storm and allay your fears of the storm and crazy politics, you're right where you should be listening to Common Sense Radio to find out what's really going on in the news. Wade through all the media propaganda and figure out what is the real story. And here we are in this stormy, stormy night. And you ask, how is it possible that we can still reach you, that we find you through the lightning, we find you through the thunder, navigating between tornadoes? Who is this fearless person who can make sure that we get there? Well, it's our engineer. It's our engineer. He makes sure it doesn't matter. Tornadoes, thunderbolts, doesn't matter. None of that slows him down. He's like a ninja out there dodging the thunderbolts, going back and forth and making sure that electrons get to you wherever you are. Tune in radio, streaming at fmtalk1065.com or just on that old truck radio back up behind the garage. Our executive producer, all-around nice guy, co-host, and award-winning engineer, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that. I don't know if you're tempting fate or not.
No, you know, I'm not, because worried. As long as I'm in it with you, there's no lightning strike.
Oh, man.
No, I feel very confident.
All right. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
That's right.
Knock on wood there. There you go. All
and right. Also dodging tornadoes
That's
to get
right.
down to the studio.
And hey, I had to drive around many limbs and two emergency vehicles.
But she
But I just did. I kept coming. I was like,
just
I'm going to make
coming.
It.
Just kept coming. She's going to get here. She is our director of quality assurance, co-host, executive producer, and Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor. Yes, thank you so much for being here. And Taxman takes in. Great to have Mark back.
Yes, I'm glad to be back. Thank you, Taxman.
Yes, yes. So we're very glad to have you back.
And we missed you, Taxman.
Yeah, that's no, Taxman, we had a tech.
Well, you know, he had a busy week last week.
Oh, that's right, that's true.
Taxman was taxing.
Taxman was taxed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So we're glad he's back with us. Obviously, there's big story about the Barr press conference and the Mueller report, and we'll get into that. And there's a few other stories about illegal aliens that are somewhat humorous. Well, not that illegal aliens are humorous, but what Trump's saying to the sanctuary cities, and we'll get into some of that.
That's great.
There's a bunch of different things, but I didn't want to slip by because it's crazy what a big news item it was, and now it's like
I couldn't even find it on the Drudge Report tonight.
You mean Notre Dame?
Yes.
The Notre Dame Cathedral.
And what, it was Tuesday?
Was it Tuesday?
I think it happened on Tuesday.
Yeah. Was it just Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, wow, that was just stunning that I mean,
what was your first thought in the first 30 seconds you heard about it? Be honest.
Well, everybody, it's Holy Week and the cathedral mm-hmm. is on fire in Paris. And
exactly.
You're like, mm-hmm.
And it was attacked in 2016.
It was attacked. They've attacked it mm-hmm. before.
And
so you got to wonder. But you know what's so funny is that you wonder about it and then you're chastised. Oh, you racist. You xenophobe. Yeah. How can. Well, dude, it's been attacked by radical Islam before. And, oh, by the way, you know what's not in the news? Churches are regularly attacked and vandalized in France all the time. This is a regular
occurrence.
Symbolically,
as in steeples are toppled.
Steeples toppled. Right. Crucifixes knocked down.
I mean, you got to look at, like, the significance of that. It's even surpasses the World Trade Tower.
Yeah.
In its significance of Western
right.
civilization.
And even on a broader scale, not only churches, Christian churches, but Jewish synagogues. And you know, evil runs amok, you know, on this planet. Not only Christian churches, Jewish synagogues, but mosques are attacked as well. And it's all to move us away from any kind of religion accept secular humanism. Yeah. So
it happens all the time. You don't know it.
You wouldn't have known
that actually it's quite common for churches to be vandalized in France. This is nothing new, and that this one had been attacked before. And then you got to throw in, well, the media wouldn't lie. because really, the media has been totally missing in action on everything. They either don't report it or they misreport it.
Well, here we go. It maybe had broke 2 hours.
Yeah.
Neil Cavuto is on. I'm in my car. I'm trying to make sense of it. He literally shuts down this guy who, like us, his first thought is, because of the pattern, because of history, it's not unreasonable. That should honestly be your first line of questioning. Because of historical evidence. Well, Neil Cavuto, of course, you know, Fox News, he's supposed to be, shoots this guy down, nearly rips him apart for even, doesn't cuts him off, doesn't let him finish his thought. I'm like, here we go back to Orwell, where you can't think your real thought or you're penalized.
It is. You're penalized.
That's
you can't say
that.
That's
the problem here.
Yeah. Keep the thoughts to
yourself. You're exactly right. That's the main problem is that, you know, whoever got the control of the microphone or the ink or the printing press is
slapping
trying to
the
tell
wrist.
Us what we can say and think. When somebody starts to tell you what you can think, we are in serious problems.
And that's
right.
All this guy was saying. He was like, you know, from the outset, I think this is highly likely. This should be looked into. I mean, he still wasn't accusing. He was just saying... Yeah. You know, the writing's almost on the wall here. There's a pattern. You'd be a fool.
The timing is suspect.
Right.
All of those things. Now, suppose there's a report out. They think it may have been a short circuit somewhere.
Sure.
And that, you know...
It's possible. Well, yeah,
no, it is quite possible.
It is.
Here's the problem we have with our media. We can never really trust it.
Exactly.
We can't trust the media. And actually, we can't trust the European governments because they will cover it up.
Right.
Well,
I mean, they have
Saint
that in
Patrick's?
Germany all the time. The Germans are constantly covering up Muslim crime statistics.
Did you hear about that? St. Patrick's?
And St. Patrick's. And so there was a copycat guy, I guess, the next day, yesterday.
Four gallons.
He goes, oh, carry a few gallons of gas and a couple lighters into St. Patrick's. No one will notice.
Yeah, he said he tried to say he was taking a shortcut.
I'm taking a shortcut. My car is out of gas. Nobody owns a car in New York City. What do you mean your car is out of gas?
They did find his vehicle. I don't know if it was a car or a van, but they did find his vehicle.
Was it out of gas?
And the tank was full. Tank was full.
So.
Well, again, it's just back to no one actually knows. We can admit that, but we also don't have to deny what's likely,
right,
or historically true.
And then the whole thing to me at the end gets to, well, we actually won't know because we can't trust the media and you can't trust
we'll never know.
You can't trust the government.
Mm, yeah.
So that's why people speculate because there's no confidence that anybody's going to tell you the truth.
And I mean, the fact that they were doing remodeling, it's been, you know, being maintained and remodeled and, you know, improved upon since it was built basically centuries ago. And you know, it's layer, you know, upon layer of material and technology and, you know, the old...
I read there's 52 acres worth of timber.
Yeah, those 52. Old oak timbers that, you know, that made that roof.
Hard to fathom.
Yeah,
it really is.
You know, a little spark and they can go up.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It's very true.
So, I mean, it's quite plausible that it is just an accident.
Yeah, yeah.
It is quite possible, and it's on Holy Week. And actually, there may be a little bit of a silver lining, if you want to call it that, maybe a stretch, is there was a little bit of a unifying effect.
Mm-hmm.
That for the first time, people in France actually came together and they actually felt some, you know, universal affinity for this landmark, and people came together and they raised hundreds of millions of dollars immediately.
And there was images
to restore
of Christians and Catholics just praying, and
yeah, people,
you know, and there was some inspiring images of how the there was a cross that didn't burn,
that
and
didn't
it just
burn,
stayed
and
intact,
and actually that might be there's a good thing to that because, you know, we don't pay attention to that, but folks, France really isn't Christian anymore,
and it hasn't been for
and it hasn't
very
been.
Long.
The
time.
Europeans
are not
they're very they're
not all, Christian.
If they're Christian, it's very nominally Christian.
Yeah.
Church attendance, I think, is less than 10% in Europe. in Western Europe. I don't know. Eastern Europe is probably better because they know better. They just had adversity, right?
Right.
But the Western Europeans, it's like less than 10%.
So in many ways, this Holy Week in France will probably be more sacred than it has been.
It may actually have refocused them. So maybe there's some good, you know, the Lord is mighty. He can make things work to him. Hey, I got to give a shout out. It's Easter weekend, so I got the Cajun invasion at my house.
Yeah.
So I'm glad Mama and Glenda are there. But I'm praying for Ryan, Maria, and Blake to get there safely. They're out on the road, probably dodging.
Yeah, be safe.
Hurricane tornadoes.
Tornadoes.
So get to the house safe, and we will see. But call in or text us at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And hey, if your car got flooded tonight or you have maintenance needs and or repair needs and you go, oh, I got to get my car fixed up or it got wet or whatever, you need to go to King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road. That's right. King's Automotive is right there in Tillman's Corner, right at I-10, right the Interstate I-10 and Highway 90, right in the corner on the south side. So if you're coming through Tillman's Corner, heading south of 90, go underneath the I-10, look to the right, and there's a big sign that says King's Automotive, and the building has a checkered flag all over it for champions, the winners. And that's what you'll be if you'll go to King's Automotive.
They are great there.
Maintenance.
They really are.
Good. They'll give you reasonable repairs. They'll fix it. They'll take care of you. And then when you need another car, they've got budget-friendly used cars. You need a work car. You know, you got the nice car that you do the family stuff with, but you need a work car just to go back forth.
Or
you got that millennial. You cannot get out of your house.
Cash cars.
They got cash cars there. Mm-hmm. You got to go check them out. You need to go to King's Automotive right there in Tillman's Corner and get the royal treatment. Tell them you heard it on Common Sense Radio. We all take our cars down there. Tell them you want the royal treatment like you heard about on Common Sense Radio right there at King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road in Tillman's Corner. All right, the big story today.
Mueller.
Plop. Which is the Mueller report. We have the press conference and the release of the report with redactions. And it's the same thing as the summary.
Yep.
There's no collusion. There's no obstruction of justice. There's no crimes.
Right.
And everybody's going nuts. Oh, how can you say that? You're just trying to make it sound good. No, the special counsel worked for 2 years and found no evidence of crimes. But you're spinning that. You can't spin that to favor the president. No, ma'am. The special counsel worked for 2 years and found no evidence of crimes. And it's like,
and now we have details about how you didn't find anything.
And you have a 400-page report of details, and they are just going nuts, saying, "Oh no, you're it's in the redactions. You're hiding." It's like, seriously, you had Mueller, who we were complaining about for 2 years. Oh no, he's the most honest, thorough guy. That's the guy. He is the guy. Mm-hmm. He's on it, and we trust Mueller. Even Nancy Pelosi said that a couple weeks ago. He does this for 2 years. He has a team of rabid Democrats who hate Trump. Does anybody think if they could have concocted anything that they would have hung it on his neck?
Yeah, absolutely.
They had no way to do it.
I'm liking Barr more and more.
No, he's very cool.
I like him more and more.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
And then there's Rod Rosenstein, who I can't figure this guy out. He's like a Game of Thrones character, right? he works his way from one vizier to the other vizier. Because, you know, we're reading about him wanting to wear a wire, and now he's standing there stoically next to Barr. That's right. That's right.
Yep.
So I don't know what to make of that guy.
Yeah. He wants to make sure that no vizier takes off his head.
That's right. I think he actually said, the winds are changing, lad. Mm-hmm. We need to jump the other side.
Exactly.
So it's just, I don't know. It's just, really? you did 2 years, a team of lawyers, $40 million, and they came up with nothing. But that ain't enough.
No.
But see, now let me, let's take it, it aggravates you, but let's step back for a second. Number one, we should have known that. It was a lie to begin with. So did we think that if we couldn't, if they didn't get their lie proved, they wouldn't find another lie?
They were covering Hillary. They tried to concoct this to combat that.
And I mean, ultimately, it's covering Hillary. It's covering Obama. They're gonna. So
it
really,
was an attempted soft coup.
Yes,
it really.
It's exactly what it was.
So the crazier their intensity of craziness, the more intense it gets, shows you how desperate they are that we got nothing and we might be exposed. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're going spastic.
Right.
About all this,
right.
Because they could get us. If they really uncover what happened, they could get a butt. Hillary would be exposed. Obama would be exposed. Comey's going around because he said that thing about the spying. We talked about that last week. It was counter-surveillance. And even Comey, well, you know, I don't know. We were, you know, just because we were surreptitiously monitoring and surveilling and observing your communications and actions without your knowledge... It's not really spying in everybody's books. What? I mean, all these guys are back, but that's what it shows. They got nothing. They're desperate. They're tripling down, and I think they're actually gonna hurt themselves.
I hope they just kind of keep going.
No, let them keep going. Because the average Americans are going, come on, my guys. You keep saying this, and you're pulling out nothing.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then you got AOC on the side. I mean, just y'all keep going.
But here's where I'm hoping they're overplaying their hand, and this is where maybe the Democrats will come around about the media. If the media is doing their job and they're truthful and factual, they'll call you on your BS, right?
Yeah.
So when you run past the end of your leash or you've really overextended, they'll call you on it. You'll go, oh, okay, you're right. That's not going to work because the people, the real people out in flyover country aren't going to buy this. But when the media just, try that.
Yeah.
Here, I'll hold your beer. Right. Try that.
Yeah.
You know, just coaxing them on, they keep going farther and farther to the extreme. They don't realize how far they've gone. They think, you guys are buying this, right? And the media's,
they're buying it, yeah.
And the people are like, this is stupid. So now I'm watching this thinking every day the chances that the Republicans take back the House are going up every day that they do this. And now they're like somebody now, this is the secret roadmap to impeachment. That's what the Mueller report is.
Really?
It's coded. You've got to read it. It's sort of secret. It's coded. But the roadmap to impeachment is in there.
Is it filled with dog whistles?
It's filled with dog whistles.
It's like the tax code. No one can really figure it out.
You know, but some of the adults, Hoyer, Steny Hoyer, the majority leader, already said, look, impeachment is not even worthwhile at this point. We need to back away from this.
Yeah.
And I think even like our congressman put out something, and it's known, I just read one of his things. They've been they've controlled the House for over 100 days. And you know what they've done?
Nothing.
Nada. Zilch.
Yeah.
The only thing they've done is insult people and accuse people. They have accomplished absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So let them. Now, there is something that says there are 12 secret criminal referrals.
Okay.
And I would say, And when you say, you notice that the Trump White House isn't sweating the secret referrals. Mm-hmm. They're just running around doing their things. Who's screaming and running around with their hair on fire? And who got indicted last week off of a criminal referral from the Mueller report that didn't get a lot of play?
Uh-huh.
A Democrat, the Obama's White House counsel. So I'm not saying all 12 of those criminal referrals are Democrats, but you have to wonder where those are going. And look, if Barr gets the investigation really going, because look, and that was the other thing they said. Did about the obstruction of justice. Did Trump and his campaign team get immunity before they testified, like Hillary? No. Did he direct them all to go ahead and testify openly? Yes. Did he claim executive privilege? No. Did Trump hide 30-something thousand emails?
No.
Did Trump use Bleach Bit to clean off any of his hard drives?
No.
Did Trump and his campaign destroy phones and other electronic devices with hammers?
No.
So who was open and transparent and cooperated? He cooperated fully.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
They did say he did have a thought, apparently, early on about firing Mueller, because he was like, this is crap. I didn't do anything. We're wasting time.
Well, here's the thing. You know, when you're sitting in your office and you've got a couple of your advisors and people around, and you're reviewing the activities of the day and the activities of the week and the frustration that had to have been, you know, laid upon his shoulders because of this, it's not inconceivable to say, man, I need to shut that thing down.
Right.
And I'm cleaning up the language. I need to shut that thing down. Mm-hmm. It's nothing but a witch hunt. They're not going to find anything. Nobody did anything. I'm just going to shut it down.
Right. But see,
and you know,
but what they brought out in there, the motivation was not to shut it down to save his butt. The motivation was to shut it down because it was impeding his agenda.
Yeah.
He was trying to get a tax cut. He was trying to repeal Obamacare. He was trying to build a border wall. He was trying to deal with North Korea, and all this crap was impeding it. That's why he wanted to shut it down.
Exactly.
So.
And, you know, once again, if you ever doubted, would another candidate have survived?
Oh, no.
Never.
No.
I mean, it's astounding when you think about what he's actually accomplished.
If any other Republican had been elected and they did this to him, he would have already resigned.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a one of them that could have done this.
Yep.
Not a one of them. All right. Look, we got lines open. If your phone is dry, give us a call or a text at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Hey, and at the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, ABC Signs and Shirts. That is your headquarters for custom-made dry fit shirts or custom-made signs. So if you need shirts for your employees, your family reunion, or just because you want one to say something political like, you know, it's Trump Day. I heard that today. If Wednesday's hump day, why isn't Thursday Trump Day? But you could get that T-shirt made at ABC Signs and Shirts, or you could get it put on a sign, or you've lost your mind and you're running for office and you need yard signs. Go to ABC Signs and Shirts. That is your headquarters for any promotional materials, and it's got a Trump store in there. ABCShirts.biz, and ABCSigns.biz. Give them a call at 877-744-6750. And they bring wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan. And I apologize, I'm a little hoarse, and somehow the one thing lightning did get was the Reagan quote. It didn't get through the electrons, so I will have to read it. This is from Reagan's farewell address to the American people on the 11th of January, 1989. Wow, 30 years ago. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government with three little words. We, the people. We, the people, tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We, the people, are the driver. The government is the car. And we decide where it should go and by what route and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free. And that's Ronald Reagan in his farewell address. And I picked that because this week's column was, after 10 years, the Tea Parties are still a force.
You
realize it was 10 years ago that the Tea Parties spontaneously spread across this country.
Right. I completely remember.
And I document it in the column about how it happened. And if people remember, I'm going to tell you the column, but you need to go get it at the Call News or the Washington County News or the Tri-City Ledger, the Post, wherever. Obama gets elected. He's newly elected. Remember, the stimulus package is happening. Okay, mm-hmm. So we got two things happening at the same time. The subprime mortgage is collapsing, and they need these banks are failing. Big lending institutions are failing. So, we got to have this big package, which is socialists love that.
Sure.
Big government right. bailout package. Almost $1 trillion package. And we just elected this super socialist president, President Obama. And, you know, the Democrats now control the Senate, the House, the presidency. We're doing a bailout. Republicans, it's crazy. And so people are starting to panic going, we are absolutely going the wrong direction, but nobody knows really what to do. A guy by the name of Rick Santelli, who is an editor, was a business editor at MSNBC, was reporting from the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And he was criticizing the bailout and said,
"Oh yeah,
this
I
is not
that.
Capitalism. You don't bail out failing companies. These loans shouldn't have been made. They shouldn't have been made in the first place to people who couldn't pay them. And the banks defrauded people by bundling mortgages on poor credit and selling them.
And let us not forget, that was Bush's watch.
That was Bush's watch.
Exactly.
Well, it kind of been building.
Well,
it came to a head on Bush's watch.
He greased the skids for Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Is what he did.
That's what he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was Republicans handed off almost a trillion dollar a bailout, right? To the big bankers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he was saying that this is ridiculous and how this is an adulteration of capitalism. It's taxation with. And so he makes the comment. He says, it's time for a new revolt. Matter of fact, he sort of says in jest, I'm going down to Lake Michigan and I'm going to be organizing a new Tea Party. And that went viral.
It did.
That rant
and
went viral.
And then they attached taxed enough already, throwing back to the original Boston Tea Party.
That's mm-hmm. right.
It was great.
It was February 19th, 2009, and Tea Party started popping up. And by April 15th, 2009, there was a Tea Party, a tax day rally in almost every city in this country.
I remember to go into some of them, mm-hmm. too. Like,
oh, yeah.
Did you go to the first one?
Yeah, I went to the one. I went to
one at Cooper Riverside Park?
Yes. Went to that one. I went.
That's
they
the
had
first
the ones
one.
Across the bay at the Baldwin County.
There was
County.
One in Fairhope.
Mm-hmm.
On that day, there was over 1,000 people showed up in Cooper Riverside Park.
Wow.
And it really was totally ad hoc. It was almost no organization whatsoever. It was actually about a half a dozen people coordinating to put a little program out and some speakers.
Truly a grassroots.
It was truly unbelievable.
It was kind of that 9/12 feel.
Yes.
You know, like how that day was different for a lot of reasons and would never be the same.
Right.
It was similar,
and,
you know?
But now, here's where there's a little bit of thing I point out in the column. It wasn't because the Democrats won. It wasn't because Obama was Obama being a socialist was part of it. But it wasn't really the main reason. And then the Democrats tried to smear the Tea Parties as being racist. You know what the reason the Tea Parties really emerged while all that was happening? Because the Republicans failed!
Yeah.
Exactly.
They
Again,
did it.
Because it started on Bush's watch.
Right.
All of this that we're seeing now, we were seeing it then.
They failed.
They failed to act. They went ahead and did all these things. I can remember almost weeping when that bailout
yes.
came out because I understood what was happening,
right.
and I understood that most people didn't. And it was just sad.
It was incredibly
yes.
sad. And it was unbelievable. And it was the Republican failure. The people recognized, hey, it wasn't a surprise that Democrats were socialists going to go left. Okay, we deal with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But why the people reacted is because there was no counterweight. There was nobody. There was no one on the gates.
There was no man on the wall.
No, there was no watchman. There was nobody there to fight them.
Nobody anywhere. And I had been saying this for several years prior to an actual bailout, that if they would minimize the tax bite on the amount of money that corporation, the U.S. corporations were holding overseas. That they left there because the tax bite was so immense that it was better for them to leave it as retained earnings in foreign countries than to bring it back to this country. $3 trillion. How much do we spend on the bailout? $1 trillion?
$1 trillion. They could have got it all back.
Without spending a dime of government money.
But they spent your money. They spent our money.
Our money, rather than letting the corporations bring their own money back, minimize the tax or adjust it to such a degree that it wouldn't have been onerous to bring it back and put that capital to work, we wouldn't have had 2008, 2009, 2010.
And we would have recovered a lot quicker.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they didn't want us to see, that's where the other thing I pointed out.
And, you know, this is the great thing, too, about Reagan. When you read that quote, for some reason, I heard this early after I woke up. It's cool when Reagan can quote himself succinctly. He says, you know what I mean? But this is, in a nutshell, what you just quoted tonight. The more the plans fail, the more the planners plan.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's it.
It's all of it. Instead of just letting, again, oh, we have to do all these things. We have to throw all this more money at it, even though it's failing.
Economics is a cycle. Economics goes in cycles. It goes. It grows and then it contracts. It grows and then it contracts. And the big problem is when the government starts to tinker
with it,
around the edges with it, or down the middle with it, is that they cause more problems than they solve.
Yep.
It's the law of unintended consequences.
And Obama and the Democrats at that time, they loved it because they went in their narrative. And their narrative was, you see, folks, it's why capitalism fails, and you need us in the government to save you. We've taken your money to save you because capitalism fails.
Or when they say it lets you down.
That's my favorite. Kissing Mayor Pete there. He had said capitalism has let a lot of people down. But that, you know, let's not even go there. We don't want to even go there. So that's why this whole thing, the Tea Party, and look, and I also point out in there, that, you know, the Tea Parties, you say, oh, where have they gone? They're not as visible. Well, let me tell you, the Tea Parties are still around. They were never really fully organized. They're all independent. They're all running. I mean, I used to laugh because when I was really involved with it, people would tell me, oh, the Koch brothers are financing all of this. I'm like,
what?
I'd be like,
I wish they
were. We can't hardly keep the lights on in the crappy office we rented in Spanish Fork. Are you kidding me?
And let us not forget that the Obama administration weaponized the IRS against the Tea Parties.
Well, to squat. Look, all but the Tea Parties are still there, and actually, they're probably the way they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they really would have grown and organized, they would have been corrupted.
Yeah.
They're still grassroots. They're all over the country. Yeah, they're smaller and leaner, but they're very involved in local politics. They're very involved in state politics. But you know where they really... In 2010, it was the Tea Parties that booted the Democrats out of the House.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans did not win the House. The Tea Parties booted him out.
Oh, yeah.
In 2014, it was the Tea Party voters that helped the Republicans take back the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And, folks, it was the Tea Party voter that put Donald Trump in 2016. And you know what? We found out there's a bunch of Democrats in rest belt states that are actually Tea Party voters.
Right.
Yep.
And they crossed over. And if you don't think they're still there, they are there. And
look, and now we have new things that have popped. Yep. Blexit.
Blexit, yeah. All of this stuff.
I mean, we loved Candace Owens last week. You know, think about where we have moved to in 10 years.
It's
impressive. Yep. I mean, it is.
No, you're right. The Blexit thing, which is the black exit from the Democrat plantation, for those of you that don't know, there's a growing number of black conservatives and business owners, and it's all great. And if you don't believe the Tea Parties are still there, November 2020, you're going to get a good head count.
That's right.
When Donald Trump wins in a landslide. You heard it here first.
Keep it up.
And you'll know where they are.
Wouldn't it be nice to see a map like Reagan's election landslide?
Oh, yeah.
One blue state, everything else was red.
No. I'd
love to see that again.
And you know what I love? It also goes, I know it doesn't go into effect, but I love the national popular vote initiative or whatever they call it, that pact, right?
Yeah.
The interstate pact. I'm going to love it when Trump wins a popular vote and we can go to Colorado and Massachusetts and go, you know, you're supposed to give your votes to Trump. You said you would. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right, look,
yeah.
We got lines open, text. We got one more segment. Give us a call, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, it's Easter weekend.
Yes, it is.
And look, it is the most holy week, holy weekend of the year. And if you're not going to church, you should consider going to church. And if you need a church, you could go to Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. That is a Bible-teaching church. They strive to stay true to the Bible, a conservative church, a great community, very nice people. You get a real sense of fellowship there. Go check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church this Sunday, Easter Sunday. They'll have a great programs going on there. That's Magnolia Springs Baptist Church down at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road, just south of I-10 and north of 90. Easy to find. Great community. Go check them out. And because this is the holiest week, the
this
greatest thing.
This is probably
my
favorite holiday.
And it really is.
You know,
well, when you think of what it stands for.
Well, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. and yes, there's many reasons.
Yeah. Okay, you've got something we got to plug before we forget.
I want to share with everyone, there is a wonderful resource here in Mobile that's relatively new. It's called Veterans Recovery Resources. We've had its founder and...
John Kilpatrick.
John Kilpatrick. He's been here with us. Great guy. Basically, it's this place where veterans can go to receive any and almost everything they need. Beyond what the VA can provide, it's just... It's really, there's no model for it.
Right.
It's unique. It's awesome. But
in particularly therapy for PTSD or substance abuse.
Whole treatment.
But they do whole treatment, too. Like, you can get all your medical needs.
They have doctors, nurses, but they don't ignore the fact when you've lived life and been through what you've done to serve the country, your mental health is connected to your physical
right.
health. And so it's just a wonderful new thing, and it's going to keep growing. And to do so, there's going to be a opportunity for our community to have a lot of fun and support this.
We like
veterans.
Fun. What is it?
Like, do you need a night out? I think we all
Mark
do.
Needs a night out. Mark
a
wants
date
a night
out. May 2nd at Azalea Manor downtown, there's going to be a Run the Roses Kentucky Derby theme.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It's going to be really cool. There's going to be like a...
Mint juleps?
There's plenty of those. Mint juleps. There's going to be cocktails and mocktails, whatever you need. There. It's. I mean, really, if you haven't
Where's
had a
it
date... Azalea Manor, downtown.
Oh, it's downtown on Dolphin Street.
It is. Beautiful, old, historic place. But lots of... There's going to be door prizes, amazing catered food. Just a fun night out
right.
and a great time to come learn about... What is Veterans
and fellowship
Recovery?
With the veterans.
Fellowship with them, and all proceeds go. So you're having a fun night, but you're helping the veterans.
Right.
And that's what it's all
thing.
About.
And it's on our Facebook page.
It's on our Facebook page.
And I think they have a website, too.
Yes.
I think if you Google Veterans Recovery Resources.
You can do that. Yes, you can go to Veterans Recovery, but just go to our Facebook page or just check your Facebook events. It's
yes.
Actually, you can. It links to the eBrite and for our listeners. We have a way they can save some money.
Oh!
You can save $20 by entering the code THRIVE.
THRIVE?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
THRIVE. You spend, you save $20.
Save $20 by entering mm-hmm. the THRIVE.
Don't tell too many people.
Too many
about
people.
That.
So that's
hurry
so look,
up,
your whole
get
life
your
should always
now.
Start on our Facebook page.
They are limited,
day.
But there's still time. It's not until May 2nd. So if you haven't been out in a while, or if you just want to come meet some of us, I'll be there. It's going to be a fun night, so
yeah,
we
no,
would
that
encourage
sounds like
everyone
a great
to
night.
Check
that's
it out.
Thursday, May 2nd, so it's about 2 weeks out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. That sounds like so. Make there,
it's
we'll
be
probably be there. So right before the show,
but that's
leave
right. It's, that's
leave
right.
By 8 o'clock,
we'll
so you can listen
somehow.
To the show. Mm-hmm. That's a good.
Well, I'll be
no,
there.
But we do a lot with the Veterans Recovery Resources, and we support them. So I think that's wonderful. Okay, it's a couple other things we need to go through that I think are pretty funny. One is. I'm going to bus all the illegal immigrants that we have to release to the sanctuary cities.
Nancy and Pelosi, look, get your backyard ready.
That's right. That's so funny. Now, it's not funny, but it's funny. It's not funny that the system is stressed, right? Yeah. The border is in a no-kidding crisis.
Oh, yeah, like El Paso, they're getting like 1,800 people a day.
A day. Somewhere in Arizona actually declared a state of emergency and actually called the state and begged and said, you got to help us. We can't handle this anymore.
Right.
So it's proving itself to be a national emergency. And because of the laws, the stupid laws that our legislature, our Congress has passed, they can only hold these people so long, and they have to let them go.
Right.
And they're full. They're overflowing. So they're letting people go. So Trump came out and said, well, sanctuary cities say they want them, so we're going to send them there.
Gavin Newsom?
Think that the Democrats would go, right. Oh, goody, an opportunity to show our liberal compassion and bring them. No. Funny, they didn't have that reaction.
No?
No.
They were like, don't send them here.
They don't
thought
care.
It was cynical.
Yeah.
They thought, oh, this is unfitting of the president to try to just voice these people on
politicizing
us.
People is yes. what you heard. Now, like, this is not happened at all, but I can remember where Trump has offered to give DACA, complete amnesty for the DACA kids, you know.
Build the wall.
Build the wall. We'll do this, build the wall. You want half a million under this? I'll give you a million. Build the wall.
Right.
It's like, no, no, no. No wall. No wall.
No wall.
So who is politicizing
people? That's right. That's exactly right. But it's really rich because he has exposed them for the hypocrisy.
Sure.
That is really Trump's gift, is he is able to make liberals and Democrats expose who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them. It was actually beautiful. I don't know if he. I actually think he should follow through and send them. They said they'd take them. That their sanctuary cities, they're safe there. Then take them. But he got them to admit they don't really want.
They don't really want.
What hypocrites! So you got to look at the brilliance of Trump. He's the only president that can get the Democrats to reject illegal immigrants. He is the only president who can sell rice to China. He's
You're
the
right.
only
yeah.
president that got a refund from a prostitute.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
true. It's all
you
gotta
go. You know, this guy must know something. We keep second guessing him, but in the end, we go, wow, that actually came around. So.
That's a good one, Pete. Did you make that up?
No, somebody sent it to me, and I had to steal it.
That was worth stealing.
It was pretty good, though.
It was amazing.
Worth
yes.
stealing, absolutely.
Yeah, I said, I'm stealing
and it's
that.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and then the other thing, if we got enough time, I want to real quick. You said something about Bernie on Fox. The town hall.
Yeah, Bret Baier, and who was the other?
And he got some cheers. And you know, and let me tell you, there's another side of this, because you know, we're going, wait a minute, Fox, you're the only one that's halfway conservative. You're the only one that we can kind of tolerate, because everybody else is crazy.
But then again, they did a great job of letting him make a donkey of himself.
They did let him do that. But now, but wait, right. there's a deeper thing here. Don't mm-hmm. miss this. The Democrats and liberals are absolutely trying to kill Fox News.
Remember all the
boycotts? We're going to accuse everybody on Fox News of sexual harassment, blah, blah, blah. You got Tom Perez, the DNC chair, says Fox News will never be allowed to air any Democrat debates or any of that stuff, right? Well, what did Fox News and Trump allow happen? Now that Bernie's been there, Amy Klobuchar wants to go on there. All the Democrats want to have a Fox town hall.
Wow.
They reversed it. They've turned it around.
Yep.
So there's more to that story, even though. All right, folks. Are we out of time?
We're out of time. We got to go.
All right, folks.
Wrap it up.
Have a happy Easter, honey. It's time to come home.